welcome to Land Ho, a Sea of Thieves podcast. I am your host, Michael, and with me is my friend Brian. What's going on, Brian?
Not much, Michael. I'm glad I could be here this week. I was actually supposed to be on vacation right now, but some plans fell through, but that just means more Sea of Thieves time. Spend it with you, talking about the game, as always.
Yeah, for better or worse. Yeah, I mean, yeah, no, happy to have you this week, man. Definitely a lot to talk about. Not too much has changed since the first week of the update, the Curse Sales update. But we kind of were going to recap the second week, and there's still one more week of Cursed Sales, the live campaign. We're going to kind of talk about the developer video patch notes and then kind of have a discussion about the quest that was added in addition to the battles, and then kind of like what we're looking forward to in the third week and then afterwards between now and the Forsaken Shore September update as well. So just going over the updates, the patch notes / Joe Neat developer video. There's a lot of feedback about the battle times, how in the three regions and the map that there's specific battles. And the reason why you want to do all three is because there's different combinations for each one that you want to do for different challenges. And the battles are more or less the same, except for the cursed cannonballs are different in each region. Pretty much the same thing. And so they fixed kind of the playtime schedule so that if you play at the same playtime every single week, so let's say you play every night after work, every week it's going to be a different battle at that time. Before, it was the same battle at the same time, so that if you only had a chance to play at, let's say, 7 o'clock after work or something, or after school, whatever, now it's going to change every week. So so just making a little, that's the kind of the quickest thing that they were able to do. Not really much more of that. Here are some of the kind of quality updates. I feel like the quality of life updates. So the Curse Sales battle encounter indicator. So battle music can be heard from greater distances. And as well as kind of going along that is the battle cooldown, which is the timer between battles. It's kind of extended to give players a chance to collect loot drop by defeating the skeleton ships, as well as the despawns. So like if you sink and you want to sail all the way back, that the whole encounter doesn't restart. Basically, you know, kind of with this, I don't want to talk too much before getting your thoughts, Brian, but basically a problem I think a lot of players had is if their boat sunk, they didn't have enough planks to fix their boat, they would spawn a new ship and come all the way back and then have to do the whole encounter all over again. And the encounter could take, you know, upwards of an hour, possibly more. It depends. But what do you think about that? Definitely some nice quick updates that they added, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think everything that they touched on this week, we encountered when we played it for the first time. The cooldown, we definitely had, I don't think we had an issue with that where we had to restart a battle because we were in an alliance and there was another ship in the area for us. So when we sunk, I got on a new ship, sailed back, and it took like 10 or so minutes. But we were able to pick up right where we left off, which was really nice because we were like right in the middle of the encounter with the skeleton ships. We spent like probably like 2 hours at this point on it. So starting over at that point would have really, really sucked, and it was getting pretty late. So it's nice that they addressed this right away. And as far as, I guess, the resources, that's really big too, because if something like treasure items, if something from the skeleton ship, they sink and it falls into the ocean, it might just disappear quickly. And that's something that we unfortunately had an issue with. Like, I think you were in the water, our ship had sunk, and the skeleton ship had sunk, and there were a bunch of treasure, chests floating in the water that we couldn't really get. We only were able to get one, and the rest of them just floated to the bottom. So it's nice that they're changing it to make it a little bit easier and more rewarding for the players, because this is a pretty long encounter, and if you sink a skeleton ship and everything floats to the bottom and you lose everything, then it really wasn't worth it aside from the titles that you gain.
Right, exactly. I mean, one of the things that we talked about, why this battle was so rewarding as opposed to like the Hunger and Deep one, was that because, so not only are you fulfilling like sort of the live campaign quest, You get some of the doubloons, whatever, those challenges. You also get, you know, gold. You get rep from the special chests and skulls and such. And we encountered a problem where they kind of floated to the bottom before we were able to get all of them because our ship sank sort of at a bad timing when that ship sunk, and then you kind of got back, and then so I'm really happy that they did that because it's why make it sink? I mean, it's just kind of annoying.
Yeah, it's just something that you shouldn't really have to deal with. Like,
it's just like an added frustration into the already frustrating battle, which we'll kind of talk about more. But so that's nice. So that's really good. So the cooldown. So now, hopefully, the encounter won't reset if you take too long to come back, which is also really nice. Definitely could be really frustrating. They made some visual effects additions as well. Also, skeleton forts, they turned off during week one because it was giving bugs to, or is just creating more bugs for the actual live campaign. So they added it back, but the Kraken is still disabled, which honestly is kind of nice, to be honest. I said that twice, but so I mean, that's nice just because it's already annoying sailing from one part of the map to the other, and then having a Kraken come in would be pretty frustrating. But yeah, they're still trying to enable it as quickly as possible. So hopefully that goes smoothly for the team at Rare. Those are the patch notes. I think those are just nice, quick updates. I think they're easy kind of things to turn on, increasing the time, also making barrels, being more barrels to find. Because at the end of the day, right, this is sort of the next thing before we talk about the quest. When it comes to these battles, like we talked about last week, sure, it's not like, I wouldn't say it's like easy, but it's not also difficult to take down these skeleton ships. And it really comes down to a battle of resources. How many cannonballs do you have? How many planks do you have? Because and how many ships are helping you? Because if you have a bunch of ships, you don't really need as many resources. But on the chance that there aren't really many ships, and when we did it, there was only one sloop for half the time. We needed max resources to get through it. Especially we didn't know what we were doing at first. We had to kind of figure out like how to sink it. But at the end of the day, this is a battle of resources, and I think adding the barrels there is nice because losing the battle because of resources is probably the single most frustrating part of this encounter. And same with the Megalodon. I mean, and we're gonna compare the both updates in a little bit, but that was also another part that was annoying with the Megalodon fight as well.
Yeah, the fact that these like all these things are based on just how well you plan, how much time you spend collecting things at the outpost before you finally head off to battle. And then it's like so dependent on other players in the area, like how, I guess, skilled your crewmates are or you are at like killing the skeletons on the skeleton ship. Just like all these like small factors that don't really have anything to do with the actual battle. Just like collecting as many resources as you can makes it kind of annoying to deal with. Especially if you're alone and you're fighting two skeleton ships at once, because obviously 2v1, you're going to be at a disadvantage there. And if you're just continuously firing cannonballs, once you start to get low, you have to really like look at resource management. And again, if you leave the area to go stock up again, the whole encounter restarts. So they just made it much easier or give you like another out, I guess, when you're right in the middle of these battles. It's kind of annoying that it comes down to just numbers and how long you can stay there and manage your resources versus like actual test of skill, I guess.
Which adds so much more time to the already like, you know, battle time plus the gathering of resources before you even do the battle. Whereas I would have hoped, you know, and maybe this will happen in the future, whereas like these types of challenges isn't really dependent on resources, but more like skill, thoughts, thinking, like trying to figure things out rather than like being like this repetitive sort of task of like I think at the end we're going to kind of recap the comparison of both updates, but this is definitely a step up where it's a little bit more complex than just shooting the shark over and over and over again and making repairs shooting. That's like, this is a little bit more complex, but I would have hoped where it's a little bit more like puzzle breaking or something like that, as opposed to shoot, kill, repair, repeat kind of thing.
Yeah, if there was some sort of like weak spot on the ships that you had to like figure out where they were, like the front of the ship has less skeletons or something, or has like just weaker materials, and if you focus shooting there, then you'll take the ship down faster versus if you're shooting higher on the ship or shooting lower on the ship or something like that, some sort of like quirk for these ships versus just seeing how many cannonballs total you can fire into the ships and how well you can stop the skeletons from repairing. Like there were small little things like that, like you said, puzzles or just like details for each ship where you had to like figure out what exactly is going on with the ship and where the optimal shooting point is. Like that makes it so you're not just focused on how many cannonballs you have and how many you can fire per minute or whatever. You actually have to like figure out exactly where the weak point on the ship is, and then you can just attack that versus shooting willy-nilly until you run out.
Right. And I think something that they also need to address in these, and I get that like this is a style of campaign where, or the live event that doesn't really make that much sense in, but where that like where your progress is sort of saved, right? Like to do this quest, to do this battle, not even talking about the quest, which is a whole other thing. This battle, like you can't save your progress in between it, which is kind of annoying. And I guess it's similar to like doing a raid or something like that, but I would have liked to maybe see something of that sort, or like, I mean, yeah, I guess matchmaking won't ever really be a thing in this thing, but the alliance thing helps, but the alliance thing still doesn't really. I don't know. I don't know really what I'm saying, but it takes a lot of time, especially with getting all the resources and, you know, yeah, it's still unpredictable. Like how many ships are, even with the alliance function, the replayability, it's still unpredictable how long it's gonna take. And if it's taking too long, like it's a little bit concerning. But at least with the quest, you can kind of save your progress, I guess.
Yeah,
But
you can just like do each step at a time. Whereas the battles, it's like you're in it. Once you're in it, you have to stay in it, or else you won't really get anything. Like, I think we talked about it a little bit last week, but if they had titles for like killing the first wave, and then killing the second wave, and then the third wave, you can still get some sort of reward without sinking 3 or 4 hours into it at once. You can still get some sort of like smaller reward, but then if you do have the time to sink into it, you can finish off the whole thing and then get everything, all the titles and commendations and doubloons, at the very end. Kind of like I guess it's sort of similar to the skeleton raid. Like you can't stop, you have to just like keep going until you defeat every single wave. So it makes it tough when you don't have a lot of time to play.
right, exactly. Not a huge concern, but just a thought. Yeah, like partial rewards for those types of players, and yeah, same with the Megalodon would have been nice, but yeah, with the waves and such. Like I would have even rather been just one ship, but have it like be like a more complex puzzle. To like not like super. I'm not talking about like it being like crazy complex, but like just a little bit more mechanics to like defeat this one big ship. Rather than like just like wave, 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 wave. Okay.
Yeah, if it was like a big ship, like a twice the size, but they had like smaller like rowboats that they would send off, and the skeletons maybe attack your ship, and you got to fight those off, something like that, versus like one ship, then two ships, then two ships, and two ships, and so on, until you finally inevitably defeat everything.
Honestly, imagine like having a ship so big that you would just take in like a raid group, right? Like of like six pirates or something. You go into the ship. Don't even worry about your ship, right? Don't even go, like you go from room to room, like in the on the ship or something like this, right? And you solve puzzles together, right? To get from place to place on the ship. You have certain encounters and such. Like even that would be something interesting, right? And then that even kind of goes into like then teaching other players how to do it. And then that stays into the game. Has special rewards like a raid or something like that, you know.
Yeah, anything in that style, like, obviously is very interesting and adds.
Where it's not a resource battle,
Yeah,
you
it's
know.
like puzzles and like trying to figure things out with other people versus just someone happens to be in the area and they join up to the event. Like, you're going in with people, a full team, trying to figure out exactly what's going on, either in like a giant ship or like a giant island, something like that, figuring out puzzles while also defeating skeletons at the same time, and maybe you get loot along the way. But it's more of like a raid style versus like you said, like a resource battle in the middle of the ocean.
Right. So something of that kind of like not obviously exactly how I said it, but just something kind of different, right? Because it just seems like all these things are kind of not like reskins, but they're kind of like the same sort of concepts, but a little bit different. So yeah, I mean, just some thoughts about it. Like, I think it's a fun encounter, but I'm not really, to be honest, I'm still not really driven to do it a bunch of times, you know. Not really that much. It is fun, though. It was really fun the first time, for sure. So we'll have to see how they reiterate. Like, I mean, we're now about 5 months after launch. This is the second big content drop, and I'm still really putting a lot of pressure on the Forsaken Shores team and seeing what that update is like. Because if it is more or less the same as these last two updates, then I think there's some concern about like how much variety this game is going to offer in the long tail.
I agree. But, I mean, I was under the impression with this update that you would have the battles like we've been talking about, but also that the skeleton ships would just be sailing in the ocean like all the time instead of having to pop up out of the water and then that triggers an event. They would just be in the ocean all the time. So if you see a ship on the horizon, it could be another player or it could be a skeleton ship that will attack you, or they might also just be going on their own way, but kind of something like that to populate the game a little bit more, which they didn't really hit on at all. So it's kind of something I was looking forward to.
Yeah, and that was the impression that I got, was that we were going to make the seas more full, right? Like not saying there's going to be a crazy amount of ships, right? But like there's going to be player ships, there's also going to be skeleton ships. And those and then, you know, you kind of see a ship in the distance, you kind of look through your eyeglass, oh man, it's like a, you know, it's a skeleton ship, let's go and like fight them and like get all their stuff. Like that just adds another fun part, right, of like the rep grind in this game, which ultimately is the core of this game, right, is those three factions, the three voyage types that you could do. And just adding this element is just like another way to rep grind without it being like, you know, like not being the same.
It's just not like repetitive if you have these ships out there that you can go hunt versus collecting a quest and then doing it like that.
And that's what I'm still looking forward to this game. And the skeleton ship battles does add a little bit of that, where like the reward you still get, like, you know, if you turn in the loot at the end, if it works for you, like it didn't really work for us that well, but like, you know, there you can, you know, turn in for rep and gold and such. So like, We are making strides, but yeah, I was under the impression that we would have the skeleton ships on the ocean, and that would be another fun way to like rep grind, an additional thing to do over and over. Because that would be a lot more fulfilling for me, at least.
Mm-hmm. The execution just hasn't like been quite on point yet. I mean, we're still giving them a lot of time. It's still like very early in the life of this game, but like the execution, I feel like with each update, there have been like smallish things that if done slightly differently would have completely enhanced the whole experience and the whole process. But like this was like a great opportunity to just make the seas a little bit fuller and add some life into the game. And they didn't really take the opportunity. They just made it so it's like another Kraken or another Megalodon where they'll just pop up randomly. But that doesn't change anything really. That just like could be seen potentially as a nuisance almost.
Right, exactly. And actually something we did catch in the game when we were looking at the Merchant Alliance was a little Easter egg, minor Easter egg, where one of the options when you talk to the Merchant Alliance was at the bottom, it says, can I, and I don't think it said this, this is the first time I noticed it, so I don't know when this was added to the game, but basically it says like, oh, can I turn it, or like, what if I go and hunt Krakens and sharks or something like that? And it says, right now we're not taking those, but we'll soon, but we're still thinking about it or something like that, which I feel like alludes to the fact that they're working on like bounties for like Krakens and Megalodons to turn in to the Merchant Alliance. Yeah, and we tweeted it out last week too, so you can check it out, the screenshot for yourself if you want to see it. But just a little thing that we caught that may be alluding to that kind of thing.
Either bounties or even bigger than that, fishing. That would add something else to do in the game, like go fishing for a little bit, turn some stuff into the Merchant Alliance instead of just collecting pigs and snakes all the time. To be honest, I haven't played Merchant Alliance in a while, but I mean, there's been no change to it, but like something like fishing or a Kraken bounty or a shark bounty, because sharks are more present or prevalent than the Kraken is. Something like that would just, I think that'd be fun, add a little bit of fun into the game.
Yeah, exactly. Just adding more variety into the voyage grinds. And I really think it's going to have to come down to, especially for that, I think it would make sense for the Merchant Alliance. So like, let's say we added fishing and or Kraken grinding or Megalodon grinding. And then there's like the catching the chickens as usual, where you'll get to choose what type of contract you want. Because I if they added all of that variety into the game and then being like, it's all like RNG, like what contract you're going to get, right? Like, it makes sense that like, obviously you don't want to like pick like gold pit. Like, it makes sense, right? That there's a little bit of RNG into like the contracts that you get. But I think like, if you're like, oh, like I want a contract for like Krakens, so then like Krakens will spawn a bunch of times and you get to do that, like for you to choose, you know, what you do to grind that faction to keep it, you know, variety inside.
Right. Yeah. Instead of them just giving you a predetermined contract, maybe they give you like three options. Like, we just got these three things in. You can go hunt pit. You can go catch pigs. You can go hunt a shark, or you can collect chickens, and you can choose which one you want. And sometimes you'll get gold chickens and you obviously take that one. And sometimes you'll get, you know, three of the same, like three, like snakes, pigs, or, you know, no gold. And you'll just have to choose whichever one you want. But that would eliminate us having to cancel a voyage, like start a voyage, cancel it, then get another one, and like repeat that process until we get what we want. It gives you just a little bit of an option. You feel maybe more in control when you're doing the Merchant Alliance.
Right. I mean, something that still kind of bothers me about the voyage grinding is not only, I mean, where it's like more or less the same every time, but it's like that you do this whole voyage, and at least with the, I will say with the Merchant Alliance, you kind of know what you're getting into, right? Like, you know, gold is worth more than pink spotted or whatever pigs, you know what I mean? But like, when it comes to like gold hoarders or order souls, you can do a whole quest, right, that takes like an hour or so, and then find out that like it's a bunch of seafarers chests. And yes, they have made improvements to the drops the higher level you are, but it's still like, it's still tough to see that, you know. So, you know, hopefully they improve that, but yeah, I mean, I think it would be a nice addition to like the classic voyage for, Merchant Alliance, just giving you some options. And hopefully in the near future, maybe Forsaken Shores, we'll see that, in the update. But, it was a little thing that we saw, you know, you never know what to make out of it, but I feel like it's a little hint that they're working on it. So, I think the next thing that we kind of wanted to talk about sort of for the conclusion is what we thought of the lore quest, kind of our hot take on it, and kind of comparing as a whole. I think we'll save the whole comparison for the last week, just because we still have another week of the update, but kind of talk about briefly like the differences, the structures essentially. So Brian and I started the side lore quest. We had a few hours, and we didn't even get that far. It took us a long time to do not that much. And the reason why is, once we jumped in, right, that, and there might be a little bit of spoilers, so if you haven't done it yet, you don't have to listen to the rest. It's just very, very mild spoilers, but essentially, with the Hungering Deep, you had to do the quest to get the encounter. This time, they're two more or less separate things, which I liked. That's kind of the difference. And I think it's an improvement, right? For those hardcore players, there's the quest. If you just want to do the battle, you can do the battle. Whatever. That's fine. We like that. But this sort of felt like you kind of got your hint, right? You kind of know the first place you have to go. But then after that, it becomes so like, the hints are like, I don't even think they're hard, but it's almost like really hard to tell where to go. And we don't mind challenge, but I really felt like the hints didn't make that much sense, where it really promoted you to sail to a bunch of places to only figure out that you missed like one like book or whatever we were supposed to look, one thing that triggered the next thing. Like, basically, when we went to the gunsmith shop, right? We were supposed to go to the gunsmith shop. And we found that one thing in there. But there ended up being two things in there. But we didn't see the second thing. So then we, like, sailed to one place because there was one hint. And then we figured out that we had to go all the way back. And then figure out there was a second thing that we missed. And then there was, like, the footprints in the sand that led to, like, a nothing clue. And, like, I don't know. That's kind of like my hot take on it. I think Brian shares similar thoughts, but it essentially promoted you to sail really far from point A to point B to point C and not really have that much of a variety of like things that you're really supposed to do. Where more felt like a time sink than like a really a creative adventure.
I agree. And to be like fair, we have said in the past that we want a challenge from this game. We don't want it to be straightforward. We don't want there to be something that says, go to this place, talk to this person, and that person will kind of do the same thing. Oh, you got to sail here now and talk to this person. We want, like, some sort of challenge. But, like you said, these clues that they gave were so subtle and so obscure and kind of just hidden almost. Vague. Yeah, very vague and, like, very...
Where there could be, like, multiple answers sometimes.
Yeah, like, kind of to throw you off on purpose, which sucks a little bit, like... They shouldn't really be doing that. It's like to that point where we really have no idea. We'll get some dialogue from someone, and it's like there's three things we can do. Like, which is the right one here? Or like you said, in the gunsmith shop, we didn't even know to go to the gunsmith shop because of something that one of the NPCs said. Like, they gave us like a hint. Oh, maybe we should sail to this island instead. And then once you get in the gunsmith shop, there's two things there, not just one. Because, like, for me, at least, when I see a journal sitting on the table, it's like, oh, perfect. We go here, we read this thing, we do the next thing. But they have something else hidden there. And it's like, well, how am I supposed to know that something is hidden there? It's just so, like, I don't want to say it's out of character for them, for Rare to do something like this. Because it kind of is in character to have these vague hints. Like, the Skeleton Thrones, I thought the hints for that were very vague also. But if they had established something where it's like, check your surroundings all the time with these quests, like, literally if you go to a place, you need to look everywhere, then it makes more sense, because then we'd obviously be doing, we'd be scouring every corner of every room. But they haven't really established that sort of pattern yet in these quests. They've been very, like, the Hungering Deep quest was very straightforward, I thought at least. Like, a little twist at the end, something that you remember from, like, the first journal that you read that comes back in the end that tells you the location of the final hunt. But there's been no pattern of like hidden things in the world so far. And so when we're doing this quest and we spend an hour and a half looking for something and we finally find something that looks like it's going to lead us on the right path, and it turns out we're like completely off because of something someone said, I start to get like a little upset with it, because I've just now wasted a lot of time when it could be a little bit more straightforward, not telling me go to point A, then point B, then point C, but kind of like, if I find something in a room, like, that's the only thing that's there. Like, that's obviously going to be what I need to find, what I came there to find, not I find this and then something else is hidden. It's just kind of like a little bit annoying when something like that happens, because like we say a lot, we don't have like a lot of time to play this game. So when we get thrown off seemingly on purpose, I don't think that's cool.
Right. I mean, at least you can kind of, you can do this quest in chunks, but at the same time, I do feel like, yes, we want challenge, but we want like riddles to be like, wow, I don't know. And then you kind of like think about it and you're like, oh, wait, this is the answer. This is the answer. It really felt like, yeah, there's certain people you talked to that kind of misled you a little bit. And it's a very long, it's a very long quest line. And we don't really want to look up the guide because that's not fun. So those are just kind of like our hot take on it. You know, we would love to hear from you. Like, do we just not know what we're doing? Like, definitely let us know, you know, your feedback on it. We would love to hear from you guys, because we know that some of our listeners are super dedicated to the game and we hear from them. So, but yeah, I mean, we would love to hear that. Maybe Brian and I are just not good at Sea of Thieves riddles, but that's kind of like what we've read elsewhere as well. We've read kind of mixed things, but we don't know if some of those positive ones are from people who looked up guides or such, because all the negative ones don't look up guides. So we're curious about that. So it is nice to get the bite-sized chunks. We don't want to go too much in depth. We want to keep this like a very like constructive, brief episode. But yeah, I mean, well, I think we might try to do more of it, but we'll see. There's not a huge reward at the end, but we don't want to spoil that for those people who want to find out what it is later. I think, as opposed to the Hungering Deep riddle, just to compare the two, that one, you know, you had to do it right, but it wasn't like very long. But, you know, it still promoted a little bit of mistakes, but I don't like how this one sort of promoted like sailing really far and then knowing that you made a mistake and then coming all the way back. And at the end of the day, Sea of Thieves is a game where they don't give you much instruction, which is very unique, very cool. But at the same time, I feel like they need to put these riddles a little bit more well together and not just make it long for the sake of being long, where you have to sail really far, really far, really far. That's a little frustrating. And I think that's kind of wraps up. Any final thoughts, what you're looking forward to, Brian?
Not really. Just one more thing about the quest. Like, I want these things to be fun. Like, I want this game to have cool quest lines like that with each update, or maybe even like an intermittent update. They put in like a little quest, like something to change it up a little bit. So like, I want it to be fun. I want them to keep doing these things. They just gotta like think it through a little bit more to like guide us, but also not tell us exactly where it is, like what we're looking for. But I want it to feel rewarding at the same time. And then when you waste an hour or two on like one part of the riddle, it doesn't feel rewarding. It's almost like a sinking feeling, like we just lost so much time doing that and it wasn't even the right thing. But that's pretty much it. Just like I want them to keep updating these or keep adding these quests into the game, but just have them structured a little bit better.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, and I think in the coming weeks, I've been thinking about kind of, you know, what we want to talk about and such. I think we're gonna hopefully focus very soon once this update sort of wraps up. This is the last week, so if you haven't done it yet, you know, definitely give it a shot. Do the battles. Look up the battle times online because it's a little bit confusing, like what region you want to go to. That's not really spoiler looking that up, but you know, we want to talk about like the state of the game, the state of the end game, the pirate legendary. What are some of the pros and cons? Is it worth the grind and such? Like, we want to kind of get into the bigger picture stuff so that, you know, hopefully we can have like a really good dialogue about like where we want to take this game, right? It's been 5 months about. We're going to get on half a year pretty soon, which is insane that this game has been out for that long. It's felt like literally the other day it came out. So we want to talk about big picture stuff. We want to hear from you guys, of course. You can tweet at us. Our DMs are open on Twitter, at LandhoPod. You can email us, LandhoPod@gmail.com. I think hopefully maybe this week or next week, maybe we'll do like a live Q&A on Twitch or something like that. Brian and I kind of stream maybe like once a week-ish, Sea of Thieves-ish. So just for fun, nothing too spectacular about it, but it's funny. We try to put on a good show, you know. But mostly just talking about the game and like what because we do really care about the game, and that's why we still are talking about it every week. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. Definitely hit us up, and hope you guys all have a wonderful week.